Well, it's great to be back as governor of Iowa. I was a governor when we started the World Pork Expo, and we hosted it here many times when I was governor before, and we're glad to have it back here again, and I'm glad to be back as governor. And I'm proud to say that we're by far the number one pork-producing state in the United States of America, and we're proud of that. And as the lieutenant governor said, we got a lot more pigs than people in this state. And they're easier to take care of, I think, too. But anyway, having been governor during the farm crisis of the 1980s, it's a lot more fun to be governor now, I can tell you that. So I was governor during that period when agriculture was one of the weakest parts of the American economy. Today, it's one of the strongest parts. In fact, in 2010, Iowa's personal income growth was second only to North Dakota. And North Dakota has both agriculture and oil, but we have agriculture. That certainly was an important reason for it. But it's an event like this that brings in people from all over the world to see the very quality pork production that's going on in our state and many other places around this country and throughout the world. And we're very proud that Iowa farmers are truly dedicated to safe and reliable products, and that we know we have an important role to play in feeding this growing world population. As the Lieutenant Governor mentioned, we're working very hard to increase trade and economic opportunity for the people of our state. We have a goal of increasing exports by 20% over the next 5 years, and we're working every day with our international partners. In fact, I just returned from spending a week in China, and we have a unique partnership there because Xi Jinping, who's the Vice President of China, going to be the next president of China, at least that's what everybody that I've talked to says. And he'll become the party leader in October and become the president probably in March. But he came here as a young man leading the Food Association of Shijiazhuang from our sister state in Hebei province of China. Led a small delegation of five people, and when I met with him last year, first thing he said is, Governor Branstad, I was in your office on the 29th day of April of 1985. And then he said, Luca Baroni was a staff person that went with me all over the state of Iowa, and he was here during corn planting season, and he visited all kinds of agriculture operations, and he stayed with the family, the Dvorak's down in Muscatine. He mentioned Sarah Landy from Muscatine was head of the Sister States Committee. Iowans made such an impression. The friendliness and hospitality of Iowans is something that he's never forgotten. So I came up with the idea, what if we do a reunion of those folks that he met in Iowa in 1985? I figured he's going to come and visit Washington, D.C. As the next leader of China. Maybe we could get him to come to Iowa, too. Well, lo and behold, you know what happened. On February 15th, we had that reunion in Muscatine. We also had a state dinner at the Capitol, which we served pork and beef, but we served both pork and beef because, you know, when you're governor, you got to work with all of them, you know, how those good things go. But we gave him a great Iowa meal. And by the way, he just reciprocated and did a reunion with he led a delegation of five people. Some of these people I don't think he'd seen in years. He invited them to join him and the Iowa group, about 20 of us, and he hosted a wonderful dinner for us in Beijing here last Sunday night. And we also went to Hebei province, which is the province where his political career started and which is our sister state, and next year we'll celebrate the 30th anniversary of that relationship. So we see with the growing world population, especially in Asia, there's great opportunity to increase exports and more opportunity, I think, for us to work together in a collaborative way. When we did have that meeting here last February, we also had a food and agriculture symposium that was hosted by the World Food Prize at the Norman Borlaug of World Food Prize Hall of Laureates building. We also had a farm visit during that time, Vice President Xi, I think, was very impressed with what has happened in the state of Iowa and the opportunity for us to partner for food security, food safety, and he recognizes how important Iowa is in meeting the needs of his state. You know, China right now imports more soybeans than all the other nations in the world combined, but they're also importing a significant amount of corn and now pork as well. And so we see that as a continued to be a very important and growing market, not just China, but many other countries in Asia and other parts of the world. So we're truly excited about the opportunities. I think we talked a lot about the opportunity to continue to collaborate and work together and to grow markets, and I think we'll also see significant interest in direct investment here in our state as well. So it's an exciting time to be governor of the leading pork-producing state, of a strong agricultural state, as we look to the future and we look at how we can work together to meet the challenges and the opportunities ahead. And we're just honored and proud to have the National Pork Producers have this World Pork Expo here at our fairgrounds in Des Moines. I can also tell you, I was governor when we started the renovation of the fairgrounds. That's the benefit of being an old guy, you know. I've been around a while. We used to have, this fairgrounds was kind of falling apart, and now look what we have. And if I can tell you, the governor's office had a booth here, and this building was never air-conditioned. Now it's air-conditioned. The fairgrounds have been renovated and frankly improved, and we got new buildings. And so we're really excited to be able to showcase the Iowa State Fairgrounds and our capital city of Des Moines and the exciting things that are going on. But we know how important agriculture and how important the pork industry is to our state. And so we want you to know we, the leadership of the state of Iowa, are on your side and want to do all we can. We passed some important legislation this year to protect livestock producers against people using false identification or subterfuge in order to try to come on and really damage farmers and livestock producers in this state. And we're a leading state in standing up for and fighting for the interests of agriculture, and we're proud of it. So hope you have a great time at the World Pork Expo, and we're just very proud to have you here. Thank you very much.